We continue with Mission Cipher, Mission 116 with Ice Mem. And the Mission Cipher tells us that you have to be careful with the regular letter Mem, the regular Ice Mem. And then afterwards we'll discuss the Mem Stuma. This is called Mem Psucha, an open Mem. That the letter is really comprised of two letters, a Chaf and a Vav. And the Chaf is connected to the Vav. So Ice Mem Psucha Tmunasa Ktsas Kemoi Chaf Vav. Its picture is really like a chaf and a vav. Al kein tiyeh lemayla tzad yimin. On the top right, it should be rounded. And then the bottom right, it should be more like a corner. So this mem is like a combination of a chaf and a beis. The beis has a corner in the top right and bottom right. The chaf is rounded on both on the top right and bottom right. So here, the letter Mem is rounded in the top, but it's squared at the bottom. So it's a little of a, like a hybrid of the Beis and the Chaf together. That's the Mem. Now, the Ois Mem does not have a heel, does not have an Akev, as opposed to the Beis does. The Gagoti Yeh Lemaylu Shoveh, and the top of the letter has to be the same height of the, we'll call it the Chaf and the Vav. The Vav should not be higher or lower, and it should not be rounded. The top of the Chaf of the Mem, that's the top part of the Mem, should be flat and then come out more like a square at the end of it. The Gam Ye Gago Aruch Ad Kineged Moshova HaTachtoin. So the top and the bottom of the Chaf of the Mem, It should be ending at the same place, and the imasoy lemat agulo loypsiko kolkach laharsher. If you make the bottom, we said that the bottom right of the mem should be like a square. So if you don't make it like a square, but you round it. So it says here it's loypsiko. It's not so poshut, you know, to paskin to permit it. Now the chartum is the connecting line between the vav basically, and it connects to the chaf and the vav chaf together. That form is the ois mem. V'hachartum shebitzat small, the chartum on the left side. Yizor lidbaik oisoy legagoy. Make sure to connect it to the roof of the mem, the top of the mem. And it should be lechatchila mashuch b'shava. It should be connected with the same height with the gag. It's called pegam katan. Pegam meaning it's not connected. That the vav and the chaf on the top, it should not be touching. On the bottom part of the top part, the bottom part of the top part of the mem. So there's a little connection, and it has to be connected, because if it's not connected, then you have two different letters. You have a letter chaf and a letter vav. We want to have a letter mem. But there's a little connection at the lower part of the top of the letter. Utmunos hachartum tiyeh k'moy vav. Oymedes muta ktsas, and the vav should be like a little on the slant. Ba'alach sein v'loy harbe, and not too much. V'yagia ad keneged moishov atachtoin v'ad v'chlal, and it should come to the bottom of the chaf of the mem. It shouldn't be past. It shouldn't be lower, and it should not be touching, because if touching, then it creates the wrong letter. If the vav and the chaf are touching from top to bottom, you just created a mem stuma, which goes at the end of a word. Now, it shouldn't be slanted open too much, and as we said earlier, it should not be totally separated, but rather it has to have a little connection to the chaf and the vav. Now, he says here, now, what happens if your person, the cipher, made the letter mem with the chaf and the vav in the right positions, but it's not touching. Only is a little chartum, a little connection. in order to connect the two together. So he says here that if you go backwards and you already wrote the next letter, when it comes to tefillin mezuzos, it's going to be possible. You cannot go backwards by tefillin mezuzos. It's going to be possible. By Sefer Torah, you can do that, but not by tefillin mezuzos. Now he says from the Prima Godim Shukasa de Tmunasa Yehu Kimoy Nun Vav. Oh, that's already the Be'er Halacha. We're not going to see the Be'er Halacha on this together. And now we continue with the Mem Stuma. Ois Mem Stuma. Okay, so in the pictures, it's number 19. Ois Mem Stuma Tia Lechetchilo Agula. The top right should be rounded. Letzad Yemin. Ulamato Ye Lo Zavis Limin. With a small. And then the bottom, right and left, it should be square. Shalite hey near is kesamach. It should not look like a samach. Okay? It should not look like a samach. You want the mem to look like a men. And the Prima Godin says that actually all four corners are actually squared. We had just said that the top right is rounded and the rest of the three corners are squared. The Prima Godin learns all four corners are squared. Now the top should have on the top left a little protrusion similar to the heel of the base. You want the same concept. It's not called the heel because the heel's at the bottom, but you want to have the top left protruding out a little because it's once again the mem stuma is basically a chaf and a vav which are connected. The chaf and it's sealed closed with the vav. So the vav has a little mouth, if you call it, if you will, like a beak protruding out. That's what you want on this mem. Now, you don't want it to go too far out. And he says here, but the Yeved, if it does go a little farther out, then you can scrape off away, a little away from the extra. Now, it's only because it's just a little extra. It's not a problem of chaktoiches. It's not a problem of going out of order. And it says it's not any different from the hay, that the hay, let's say you made the gag of the hay, you made it a little extended too much, so this is not a problem of scraping off a little of that hay as well. Now, v'imninsa kein v'sheim ha-kodesh, ein l'saknei v'yishar kach v'kosher. Now, what happens if a person extended the top of the mem a little to the left, a little too much? So, we're saying like this, since it's considered to be the ois mem, and we just said, therefore, it's not a problem to go backwards by tefillin and mezuzos and scrape it away a little. So therefore, when it comes to Shem Hashem, if the Sefer wrote it and extended the top of the letter a little too much, what comes out is that this is not able to be scraped away because Lamaisa, it's kosher. So even though it doesn't look the greatest, but since it's 100% kosher, you cannot scrape away Hashem's name. So you have to leave it the way it is. Now, if it's extended mamish very long on the top to the point where a child does not recognize what that letter is because it's not a mem seif, it's not an end of mem, it's not a mem that you put the end of a word because what's that long top doing to it? Then he says here, Tzarech in imahani greira, you have to know, will it help to scrape it away? Because by tefillin mezuzos, it could be possible because the mice are going backwards now. Even if I want to say by hey, it's still going to be kosher. Shiny, this case is different. The case about the hay is there. The hay is there, but by the mem, you don't have the letter mem in the proper surah, proper form. Okay, let's go to another letter. And this is the regular nun. The nun, ois nun, kfufa, ya'aseh kimoy roish hazayin, should be like the top of the zayin, the gimel tagin oleo, and three tagin on top of it. V'lo yoiseh rochov mi roish hazayin, shouldn't be wider than roish hazayin, like the heavy doime le beis, it shouldn't be similar to a beis. You don't want to make it too wide on top, because if you make it too wide on top, then that nun is going to look like a beis now. Okay. For that reason, you should make the moishav lamata moshuch letzad small, the place where it's the bottom part of the nun, heitev yoise min haroish, it should be protruding a little out more than the top. In other words, the bottom left of this nun should be protruding a little further out past the top of the nun. So therefore, it doesn't, it shouldn't look like a small base. V'tzavoroi, now we're discussing the neck. The neck of the nun. V'tzavoroi hanimshech mi'emtza roishoi, that comes down from the middle. The neck of the nun should come in the middle of the, come down from the middle of the top of the gag. Yelech el chilek tzas of, it should be a little thick on top, and v'oruch tzas, umut le tzad yimin, and be slanted a little to the right. It should be slanted a little to the right side. Kedei lehasmich ois etz l'horoshay, in order to put the next letter, for example, let's say writing a letter dalid next to the nun, so you want the letter dalid, the top of it, as close as possible to the top of the nun. The nun l'chadchila should be rounded on the bottom. We're discussing now the bottom. So the bottom right of the nun should be rounded. V'masa nun k'fufa ulamayla k'tzura tzuas vav da'ayinu she'marshach atzavar mikzaz roishai heniach apim agadim tzarchiyon. So if you made the nun, if you made the nun like a vav instead of like the zayin, okay, and you made it the vav, meaning that instead of making the neck coming down from the middle of the letter, it's flush to the right side, and then it looks more like a vav with the bottom piece to it, like the way we make a nun actually. So as a shayla here, he says im also nun kifufa lemaida tzuas vav dahainu shemashach had sava mikza miketsa roishay. The Prima Gadim wants to know, he's not so comfortable to say it's kosher. That b'dyeved, these achronim say that if you make the nun of the Sefer Torah like the way we make a regular nun, then b'dyeved, there are those who will say it's kosher. That even according to the Prima Gadim, Mahani tikkun, you could still fix it, even by tefillah mezuzos, and you could scrape away the excess top left of the letter, and then what you do is you extend it a little in the back. So what you just did was basically, you created the tzavar of the nun. The neck of the nun is now where it's more centered in the middle of the letter as opposed to being flushed to the right side. Okay. He says further that it doesn't, in this case, it doesn't help to just add a top right, and then this way you center it more. Because then the roish, the top of this nun is going to be too wide than the top of a zayin. So that's why you want to first scrape away a little. And you should not do so. We're just going to see one more letter now, the num pshuta. Num pshuta meaning the straight nun. Why is it called num pshuta? Because lemaisa, it's the end of nun. The nun saif is the letter of nun that goes at the end of the letter. But it's posh, it goes straight down. And the concept here is that it looks like a zayin. But it's longer than the zayin. And that you need the length of it, just like we said earlier by the previous letter, was it the chaf, the end of chaf, that you extend the bottom part to the top, to the middle, to create the regular chaf. So too, by the end of nun, it's the same concept, that you have to be able to bring the bottom part up as well. He says like this, Ois nun pshuto toyar tsurosa kimoi zayin v'gimu tagin al reshet. The nun at the end of a letter, its form, its tsura, looks like a zayin with three tagin on top. Ach shi arucha, but it's longer. Kishir shetehei ru'uy la'yoso is nun kfufa. If you would bend it up, it can be less than four, the length of it cannot be less than four strokes of the quill. Be regular nun if you bend it up. If you made it too short and you show it to a child, and he calls it a Zayin, then it's going to be possible. Because what's this letter? This letter is supposed to be a Nun Soifis, and a Nun. Now, the Imoshach HaKav HaOruch Mikzei Roisha, if you made the line flush to the right side, looking like a Vav, so the Prima Godim is once again, it's Archean, if it's going to be kosher, and the Maisa, he brings here the Haskamas HaChroinim, is that the Maisa is going to be possible. This is not a Nun Soifis, but rather it looks like a Vav that's a longer tail, longer end to it. Mr. Shem will continue next time with Ois Samach.